Most of us probably take flushing the loo for granted. In some parts of Western Australia, hotel owners say they're being hit with water charges so high that they're disconnecting toilets just to avoid unreasonable fees. And while the state government is spending millions of dollars on regional tourism, local businesses say they'd be better supported if something was done about the crippling cost of water. Bridget Fitzgerald prepared this report.
At the back of the Port Hotel in Carnarvon, owner Mem Beard is pointing out some of the units that are sitting empty. No one can stay in them because the toilets have been disconnected.
So the plumber will come in here and unhook that pipe and completely block that off, and then they contact the water corporation or the department they need to contact and let them know that the actual toilets have been disused and removed.
Carnarvon is almost 900 kilometres north of Perth, and because of that remoteness and the small population, businesses here pay 3.5 times more for water than users in the city. But on top of the high water charges and the sewerage costs, commercial users are also charged a fixed rate for every single toilet and urinal on the premises. Mem Beard and her husband Tony pay around $20,000 a year for toilets, regardless of whether they're used.
Tony basically crunched all the numbers and just worked out this is just not going to be viable. It's just becoming unsustainable.
The toilet charge is fixed, and the only way to avoid it is to pay a plumber to cut it off from the system.
So we have actually removed 12 of those 42 pans that we have in the building.
And they're not alone.
We're only pretty much at capacity for about 6 weeks of the year. So for 6 weeks of the year, we're using all the toilets that we're paying for through the Water Corp.
Liz Watts operates a caravan park down the road. She says it's vital for the business to be at full capacity for the peak season to tide them through the quiet times. So she's decided against removing toilets, but she's made other sacrifices.
We've had to stop growing grass, so we've had to change, resurface our entire park because just the cost of plugging water onto the ground was just not even feasible, not even remotely.
Water Corporation is the state-owned entity responsible for Western Australia's water supply. In a statement, a spokeswoman says the regional water charges reflect the cost of operating and maintaining services in each town. While the water charge per toilet is kept at a fixed rate, just in case they're all used at the same time. Water Corp
must be able to safely convey wastewater whether one toilet is flushed or 35 toilets are flushed.
But the business community says that's ridiculous.
What we're calling for is that this fee is linked to occupancy.
Kitty Pradonovich is the CEO of the Regional Chambers of Commerce and Industry of WA. She says it's unreasonable for regional hotels to be charged a fixed rate on par with city hotels when they have far fewer travellers coming through the doors.
In this day and age when we're really pushing regional tourism and regional people to move to the regions, we want to do all we can to help those businesses and they're having to make decisions, cutting costs elsewhere just to be able to pay to have their toilets in their venue, and it just seems to be, it doesn't make sense to us.
That's Kitty Pradonovich from the West Australian Regional Chambers of Commerce and Industry, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.